30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And this is your hour, Arizona Homeowners, the 9 o'clock hour, hour number 3 of the weekly Rosie on the House radio broadcast, where we throw the phone lines, text messages, internet machines, emails open to whatever question you have about your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Today, our call screener is Julia. She hasn't been with us for a while since she abandoned us for Minnesota. But back in town for the holidays.
Now you're sounding like Dad. Knock it off.
Back in town for the holidays. She's call screening. Gary D's behind the mic as well, pushing all the buttons and making everything happen. And we'll take your call, 1-888-767-4348. Text is 411-923. Email info at rosieonthehouse.com. That's a great way to snap a picture and send it in if you need a little bit of help with your project and identifying maybe the right tools or explaining what it is you're trying to accomplish. You can send images or short videos to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And generally, we don't backtrack, but we are, this is the 1 hour where all of our 6 affiliates are listening simultaneously. We've got a couple that haven't picked up on the 7 o'clock hour yet, as it's our newest part of the broadcast. And then there's a couple that don't hang on all the way till 11 o'clock. There's a great tool to getting all those. We've got our rosieonthehouse.com website. If you click on radio broadcast, you can listen to all 4 hours after the broadcast there. You can listen to them in individual segments, 4 segments per hour. Or you can get the podcast and listen to it. And the podcast has really changed radio, because until then, it was a one-use channel of communication. You heard it broadcasted live, it was done. You moved on. With podcasting, you can repurpose that content, and we've worked to make it universal content that you could listen to it 10 years from now and know how to fix that leak, paint that wall, fix that patch. So it's really repurposed the content. So we don't spend a lot of time going backwards, but we do have a couple things to catch up on. If you didn't stream the 7 o'clock hour from one of our affiliates that does broadcast it, we talked about the Fiesta Bowl. Being a family from Louisiana, we felt it was would be a fun way to kind of get y'all up to date and ready to understand what you're going to experience if you're attending the festival, and things you need to know about LSU and about the Cajun culture so that you get a better idea of what's going on. There is the LSU Phoenix alumni does have a tailgate party going on at Salt Tacos and Tequila. That's a restaurant in the Westgate area. You don't have to be an alumni to go participate. We had a couple of people calling to ask that. Do I need to join the Alumni Association to go? No, it's a public restaurant. It's a public meeting. Just look for all the people in purple and gold chanting Go Tigers and go have some fun. That is from 7:30 to 10:30. The parking lot does open up at 7 to get in early, which to us, that's only 4 hours before kickoff. Generally, an LSU tailgate starts 4 days beforehand. Something else you'll need to know is most people you'll be meeting, they will tell you their name, but it's probably not their real name. Just understand that. Nicknames.
Wait, back up.
Nicknames are a big part of the Cajun culture.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's kind of like Indians name their kids after something that's going on in real time at birth. Cajuns will find a tribute and nickname you with it afterwards. I've got a cousin Bird, because her legs are so skinny, they look like bird legs.
Yeah.
People couldn't even tell you her real name's Tammy, but because it's always been Bird since high school.
And then you got the T-Bobs and the T-Roys. And
T is little, so if you're hearing somebody T, that probably means they're a junior. Or, you know, there's definitely a senior, if not 3 or 4. I'm the third. People know me as Romy. That's not what's on my birth certificate. But it's very hard for Arizona schools and people to pronounce Rosamond Claude Romero III. So they just shorten it to Romy. Dad goes by Rosie. Grandpa went by Papa Rosie. My son goes by Remy, but we're all Rosamond Claudes. Chrome Dome, my cousin. He's as bald as the summer day is long, and during the height of that summer, man, that head just shines like chrome.
Does he put head paint on him like a Tiger LSU? Oh, no?
No. That's polished and shine. He's proud of that.
He likes it. Okay.
He sports it.
He doesn't put an LSU logo for the games or anything on it just for that one day? Or
No. Not quite his style.
He loves it.
Sarcasm is a big part of him, too. Bimbo, probably the smartest man in the whole family. So if you can't call him smarty, you call him Bimbo. Duty. I got a cousin, Andrew. A lot of people don't even know his name's Andrew. And they always wonder, why would somebody name their kid Duty? That's just what he's called.
That's
what
it is, man.
There'll be a lot of nicknames. Don't think too hard into it. When you hear something that doesn't sound right, and don't ask. Just that's what they're called, known by. Roll with it. Today, also going on is the Fiesta Bowl parade. Central will be closed. A lot of traffic delays, so be aware of that. It starts here in just about under an hour. I think it was the 48th Fiesta Bowl, if I remember right from what I read this week. National Livestock Show is going on down at the State Fairgrounds. Today is day 3 of 5. So after you watch the Fiesta Bowl parade, and go down and pick you out a sheep or a pig and have your meat for the rest of the year.
Now, for those of you that want to keep that New Year's resolution, Arizona State Parks has been doing this for quite a number of years, but New Year's Day morning are the first hikes. And there are a lot of Arizona State Parks that are participating, and you can go to their website, azstateparks.com. All they say, if you want to participate and get started on a brand new year by getting in shape, just bring the right shoes. Make sure you bring water. Even while it's cold outside, you can always dehydrate. So make sure you have water and a camera. That's really important because you can do a 360 around Arizona on the hiking trail, and you will see a different shot.
And send that picture into RosieOnTheHouse.com. It might be voted to be in the 2020 home maintenance calendar. Each year we publish a calendar that goes through weekly maintenance items and how-tos around your house to keep up with your largest investment most of us are going to make, but we do fun stuff. There's a photo contest and a recipe contest that we publish with the calendar as well. If you're going out to travel, the Arizona Republic's Explore Arizona section that's in Saturday's edition talks about what you're just saying, Arizona State Parks Open, along with a lot of suggestions, like Roger Naylor will be up in Sedona presenting. You can run up there for that. There's Slide Rock. Karshner Caverns is here on the cover. You know about the Whiskey Row boot drop. Did you know that there's a Deuce of Clubs drop as well?
In Prescott?
Deuce of Clubs.
Prescott? Well, there's Flagstaff.
You're going to get it. Deuce of Clubs. Main Street of this town.
Sholo.
There you go.
Sholo. Okay. Okay. Pinecone drop in Flagstaff. Are they still doing that?
Don't know.
Okay. Deuce of Clubs in Sholo and
boot drop in Prescott.
In Prescott.
Today it is free at all the state parks, or the New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
We got a whole new stack of passes that are good all year long.
We'll, you can just hold five for me.
Continue giving out throughout the year as a little bit of listener appreciation.
I'm determined to hook into a fish at Dead Horse State Park. I've had the worst luck there, but I'm determined, so I need a pass.
Well, you can go find the trail that takes you north out of Dead Horse State Park. And the first wood bridge you come to, you'll see Eagle Scout Project by Romy Romero. So take a picture while you're there for me.
That could make the calendar.
Maybe so. 8 o'clock hour, we talked Desert Edibles. And one of the things that was interesting, Carolyn Neathammer talked about the barrel cactus. Very interesting that the home section of today's Republic features a story about the barrel cactus in Pleasant Valley, which is out towards Joshua Tree. So if you've ever driven from Wickenburg to Las Vegas or Phoenix or anywhere to Las Vegas out of Wickenburg on 93, you've driven near this area. But it's an article on the barrel cactus and finding a specific species of them out there along this trail around Pleasant Valley. So that was very timely for our topic today and how big a barrel cactus was part of the edibles of the Indian natives for years and years. But one thing I didn't, she was very articulate.
Very.
When she would get from point A to point B before she would listen or engage in questions. And one thing I didn't get to ask her, she talked a lot about saguaro's fruits as well. I don't think you can just go out in the desert and be picking these fruits off of barrel cactuses and saguaros. We'll have an update for that next week.
Mm-hmm.
But And there's none in bloom right now, so it's not a huge issue.
No.
I don't think you can just go pick the state flower off of sorrel cactuses right when they're in bloom.
I just remember growing up, there was a gentleman named Yul Gibbons. He was a naturalist, and he ended up being a spokesman for Post Grape Nuts. And, of course, comedians had a field day with him. You know, he'd say, you see this bark on a tree? Yeah, you add a little milk to it. You got cereal for the morning. I'm like,
ooh. A report out this week, too. This is not news. I mean, a lot of people, especially tax collectors of the state, love that Arizona's the fourth fastest growing state in the U.S., but I hear that and I'm like, man.
Slow down a little bit.
And we've got water issues all over the Southwest going on. But the good news, I think, about that, a lot of these people that make Arizona the fourth fastest growing state, they're already using the same water we are because they're coming over from Southern California. So we're not, a lot of them aren't new people that are tapping into the same water resource. It's the same people just moving from California over to Arizona. And water is going to be a big topic for us in 2019, as there's a lot of things happening in legislation right now, and with the drought contingency plan and the water levels at Lake Mead and the farmers in Pinal County. I mean, everybody is focused on the water topic right now. So we'll have a lot of that coming up in 2019 that we can follow along with. It is a fascinating topic, and understanding how the laws were written at the current times and everything that led up to them, it's a very fascinating topic, and it becomes extremely important when you don't have any anymore. Right. And one thing that one of our garden hosts, Jay Harper, always says is, look, you know, you can run as much water as you can afford through, you know, whatever city municipality, but if we don't take the initiative and be responsible with the water, it's going to start being regulated for us. So the more we can do as homeowners and diligent use of our water now, the more freedom we'll have and not be forced into any kind of, you know, California-type legislation on car watering days and lawn watering days. And my father-in-law, who lives in Central California, north of Fresno, he's got a beautiful 10-acre pasture he keeps all his horses turned out on. It's been a dirt patch for a couple years because there's no water in the canals provided by, because the water company that provides it has a limited amount, and that part got cut. So we can take responsibility and be responsible with our water. So that's going to be a big focus in 2019, being conservative and good stewards of our water. And along with all the details and legislation that are going to revolve around it, we'll spend most of that time in our 7 o'clock hour here at Rosie on the House. If you're in the car buying mood this weekend, it's got to happen today. That's one more thing you could add to your to-do. Go to the Fiesta Bowl Parade, go to the Arizona Livestock Show, go over to Sanderson Ford, get a pickup truck to go back and haul your cow home with. Because they're not open on Sunday, one of the many reasons we just love the standards and values that align with Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford. We all need vehicles. We all got places to go, jobs to get to, kids to deliver to school or pick up from friends' houses or sporting events. We do all of ours in a Sanderson Ford, whether it's my F-150 or when it's rodeo weekend, the 250, or just driving around on weekends going to visit T-Pair, Grandma Jenny, church. It's the Expedition, and they all came from Sanderson Ford. 51st Avenue, south of Glendale at Maryland, always closed on Sunday, so you got to get there on Saturday. And the end of the year is the best time to buy a vehicle. That's actually why all three of those vehicles I mentioned we drive, their tags are all due right now.